Welcome to Day 3. Chris Poyser here. Today we're getting into a topic that's the secret sauce of high-performing teams. Psychological safety. You already know the drill. Spend about 12 minutes, listen, reflect, and use this as your guide for the day. If you finish early, use that time for thinking, journaling, or just noticing how this shows up in your world. Let's get right to it. What is psychological safety, really? It's not about being nice or lowering the bar. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe to speak up, ask questions, admit mistakes, and challenge the status quo, without fear of embarrassment or punishment. Google found that psychological safety was the number one predictor of high-performing teams, even more than raw talent or clear goals. When people feel safe, they learn faster, innovate more, and are more likely to stick around. There are four stages of psychological safety. Inclusion safety, you feel accepted and like you belong. Learner safety, you can ask questions, make mistakes, and learn out loud. Contributor safety, you feel safe to participate, offer ideas, and know your contributions matter. Challenger safety, you feel safe to challenge the way things are done, take risks, and try new things. Now here's how I talk about this in coaching. When a client brings up a fear, mistrust, or just something off in a work relationship, especially with a boss, I always come back to psychological safety and trust. To me, it's like the tide when I lived in Florida. Sure, you can predict it, but the reality is it goes up and down, sometimes almost invisibly. Psychological safety is just like that. It's not 100% or zero, it fluctuates, often subtly, with every interaction, every conversation, even a look or a gut feeling. As a leader, your job isn't just to check the barometer and react to what's already happening. You're the thermostat. Setting the climate, raising the temperature when things get chilly, dialing it down when there's tension. That's how you create and maintain psychological safety for your team. Take a second. Where do you see your team or your work environment on this ladder? Where do you feel strong? Where do you see a gap? Short pause. Why does this matter for you as a leader? Inclusion builds trust and removes anxiety. Learner safety encourages curiosity and real growth. Contributor safety means everyone's ideas are welcome. Not just the loudest voices. Challenger safety fuels innovation and keeps you ahead of the curve. And remember, you can't skip stages. If someone doesn't feel included, they won't risk asking questions or sharing new ideas. If nobody feels safe to challenge, you'll never hear the best solutions. Pause. Today's practice. Pick one of these to try today. Invite input from someone who doesn't usually speak up. Admit you don't have all the answers. And model learning out loud. Publicly recognize someone's contribution. Actively ask your team, what are we missing? What could we do better? If you're leading a team, notice which stage could use a boost. If you're solo, look at your closest relationships or professional network. At the end of the day, reflect, what changed? Did you see more energy? Did someone open up? Did you feel a little less guarded yourself? Short pause. Pro tip. Different DISC styles experience psychological safety differently. D's need to feel respected and heard. I's want energy and inclusion. S's want steadiness and support. C's need clarity and logic. You don't need to be a mind reader, but knowing this can help you tailor your approach for everyone around you. That's it for Day 3 of the 12x12 series. Thank yourself for showing up. Capture any insights that came up. Ready for more? Move to Day 4 when you are, or revisit this as needed. This is Chris Poyser, your coach at Cardinal Point Leadership. See you next time.